Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Germany remain partners around the world on all the issues that matter to our people in this moment at this time, stated Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a recent press conference with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. Both leaders discussed Russia's ongoing war of aggression against Ukraine. Germany is the second largest provider of support to Ukraine in the world after the United States, Secretary Blinken noted.
We are both deeply committed to continuing the strong support that we and dozens of other countries around the world have been providing to Ukraine, military, economic, humanitarian, and that support is being manifested in everything that we're doing right now to help Ukraine as it prosecutes the counteroffensive to take back more of its territory.
To help Ukraine recover economically, the United States has named Penny Pritzker, former Secretary of Commerce, as special representative to work closely with Germany, the European Union, and G7 partners to promote public and private sector investment in Ukraine. Both Secretary Blinken and Foreign Minister Baerbock strongly urged a return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which, when it was in force, enabled Ukraine to export well over 30 million tons of grain.
The people who are suffering the most are in developing countries. Greater food scarcity, rising prices for everyone, even those countries that were not directly getting the food from Ukraine. And we know, of course, that most of the grain getting out of Ukraine under the Black Sea Grain Initiative was going to developing countries. Of course, we continue to work on alternate routes to get grain out of Ukraine.
The United States and Germany also share their approach to China, said Secretary Blinken.
Both of us, among other things, share the goal when it comes to our economic relationships of de-risking, not decoupling. We're also very much aligned in our support for peace and stability and maintaining the status quo when it comes to Taiwan, as well as throughout the region.
Germany remains a critical NATO ally and is fulfilling its Vilnius commitments on alliance capabilities. The United States looks forward to continuing its mutually beneficial relationship with Germany for many years to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.